The Bio 2006 Biotechnology Show opens in Chicago next week, and one new invention in particular is already arousing fascination and controversy. The iBot, a small plastic device about the size and weight of a music player that can adjust most of the major functions of our bodies, heart, respiration, even cholesterol. It is not made by Apple. It was invented and developed by a brother and sister from Wichita Falls, Kansas, Drs. Monica and Wen Chang.
Hello, hola, guten tag, ni hao, iBot International.
Who keep their headquarters behind a nondescript door in an unremarkable downtown office building. Dr. Monica Cheng is the company's CEO.
You're in the news business. Yeah. What's the number one concern that people have these days?
Erasing those fine lines and wrinkles. Right?
Control, Scott. This is what the iBot offers, control over our basic bodily functions, with just the click, click, click of the track wheel.
Wen Cheng is the company's chief scientist. He explains that the iBot connects to the electrical impulses, the neurons, that flash through our bodies.
And send them back, so that we aren't just measuring respiration or blood pressure or blood sugar levels, but managing them.
So we thought, why not come up with something that will let people control their body as easily as they decide if they're going to listen to, like, Coldplay, DJ Lee, or in your case, Judy Garland?
To demonstrate, the doctors Chang asked, how would you like to run a 4-minute mile without leaving your seat? They placed the iBot over the median cubital vein in my left arm.
Now we can see that your heartbeat and respiration are normal, about 70 beats per minute.
The race begins.
Okay, we're stroking the track wheel to raise your respiration rate. 75, 80, 85. Can you feel it?
Yes, I sure can.
My heart began to heave. Blood began to ring in my ears as the iBot raised my respiration to the rate of a world-class athlete running a 4-minute mile.
Go, Scott. You can do it.
Go,
dig.
Scott. Go,
dig.
Scott.
150 beats a minute. 352. 353.
Right.
The last 59.5. And you have broken the 4-minute mile.
All right. And your tie isn't even askew.
No, you shouldn't mix the stripes like that.
After they dialed down the respiration, we asked delicately if it's possible for one iBot to interact with another.
You mean hook up with somebody else's iBot? Don't be embarrassed. We're doctors.
So the doctors connected my iBot to another unidentified iBot. Several minutes of satisfying sensations followed. I told the Changs,
I have done a lot of stories over the years, and I want you to know this one is really special.
Thanks, Scott. That means a lot.
Out of curiosity, whose iBot did my iBot, interact with?
When you entered our office, did you see Mr. Gupta in accounting?
Oh, Mr. Gupta?
What did you expect, Scott? Angelina Jolie?
We're saving that for Good Morning America.
The idea of manipulating all of our bodily functions from a plastic pack that can be tucked into a shirt pocket has predictably sparked criticism. Dr. Pablo O'Connor of the Man of God Theological Seminary calls the iBot the ultimate enabler.
It's biology without responsibility. Will we feel that we can gorge ourselves without regret, indulge ourselves without guilt, imbibe without consequence? As Isaiah might have asked, am I for myself alone or am I for my iBot?
But Dr. Monica Cheng says she sees no difference between the iBot and wearing glasses to correct vision or taking statins to lower cholesterol. She believes that human beings know that they are still vulnerable and mortal.
You can get hit by a car, you can slip on a banana peel, you can get shot by the vice president.
For their final demonstration, the doctors Cheng put a piece of chocolate chip cheesecake on a plate.
And what's this?
Well, the tin says that that's rat poison.
It is rat poison, Scott. Yes. And as you can see, we are sprinkling this on top of the cheesecake.
Why are we doing that?
Because you're going to eat this piece of cheesecake.
I was afraid of
now,
that.
Now, normally,
yeah.
Rat poison is an anticoagulant. It causes internal hemorrhaging. But before that can happen to you, Scott, we're going to dial down all the deleterious effects with the iBot. Okay.
Well, first of all, the crunch, that's the rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of nice, actually.
Under ordinary circumstances, right about now, you'd start having some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Wait a minute, something's wrong.
Is something going on? What's happening?
I think it's the battery.
Recharging takes a couple of hours.
Couple of hours? What's going on?
Oh, well, we expect to have our Mark IV series with an extended life battery in production by fall, but until then...
Maybe we can hook him up to a toaster oven or something.
DJ Tom Novy, and you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.